In 3, we're ready to start. 2,
cleared for takeoff.
1,
testing.
Catch up now for real.
Turn it up.
Spin 103.8. Fully charged.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now that we're all prepared, let's start the show.
1, 2, 3. You know, if this show is a birthday cake, and all the little things we speak about are the ingredients, I'm going to say, in the bag today, we have snakeskin boots.
Yep.
We have the meme lord.
Yep.
We have some quiche.
Yep.
We have some Love Island.
Yep.
And we have a Canadian story.
Yeah.
Sex and a
change.
Cat called Sarah.
Yeah. It's an interesting cake, all right, this morning when you kind of say it out.
Is it edible?
In one sentence. I don't know. I definitely check it. I get someone to taste it first.
Yeah, you want to check
certainly.
The expiry date.
We had a Love Island spinale party last night at 22. It was a resounding success, apart from one part of the night where I went on stage and my microphone wasn't working.
Oh, yeah.
And I went off stage. I go, Nathan, you could just talk there for a little while. And I went off stage and I was getting angry. Why are these microphones working? What's going on here? Only found out this morning it was actually my fault.
You were holding down on the mute button.
I muted it myself.
Yeah.
All night I was giving out. I was like, who's responsible for this microphone? And it was me.
Looking
all along.
Back when we did think we only had the one working mic, I think in hindsight I should have given you the microphone. When I was sitting on the couch and I started retelling the story about how I dislocated my shoulder, and I realised I feel that people aren't here to hear that story.
I was standing on the side of the stage waiting to try and get the microphone fixed again, and I was looking at you. I was like, will I shout at him just to get a couple of people up on stage that went for, or will I let you die? And I let you die.
Yeah,
it was interesting.
Very quick.
This is the podcast.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I'm prepared, let's start the show.
1, 2, 3.
Good morning, it is 7:04. You are on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. My name is Graham O'Toole. This man, still in a sling with his dislocated shoulder, is Nathan O'Reilly.
I'm going to have to be in the sling for 2 weeks. I was on the phone to my friend who's a physio. I said, brother, can I take the sling off? He said, no, 2 weeks. I have to stand like a statue.
Friend physio, giving you a good deal?
Great deal.
Good stuff.
He said, I'm not in it for the money. I went, that's why you're my friend.
A few shout-outs on your Instagram and be all right.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And no sunshine today. Going to be cloudy, overcast for the day with highs of 20. Currently 14 degrees in Dublin.
Now, I don't want it to sound like water cooler chat right now, but the weather from 6 to half 6 last night, it was monsoon weather, Graham. Absolutely lashing rain.
This is how precious Nathan is. He got the Dart to Pierce Street and he got a taxi from Pierce Street to 22 on South Ann Street, a 5-minute walk.
It only cost me €4.
No, you said you charged the company.
Well, I can see the boss in my peripheral vision right now, so I'm a little bit nervous. But the weather was atrocious, and you know my arm's in a sling, so I had perfected my hairstyle with my left hand, and my hair was ruined for the event.
You were talking about the Love Island spinale party that was happening at 22 on South Ann Street. What a night we had. Unbelievable excitement in the room. Jack and Danny ended up being winners. There was a massive roar for when Laura and Paul finished second as well, which I wasn't expecting. But there were other things happening on the night as well. And the big question, Nathan, you had promised us a quiche last week, but you dislocated your shoulder. Did anyone bring the quiche?
A lady called Natasha brought the quiche.
Yes.
I tell you, I was so nervous when we were on stage and I just decided to do the call out. I went, look, if you're here right now, you've probably documented my journey about the quiche chronicles. And I threw it out there. I said, has anyone made me a quiche? And there was stone cold silence. And then a lady at the back with blonde hair, Natasha, stuck up her hand and said, I brought you a quiche. She bought it in Tesco's. Other Tesco's are available. It was bacon flavoured and it was delicious.
It was like your career was leading up to this one moment.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I left the quiche.
Nathan!
I left the quiche in the venue. It's still
Nathan.
On the quiche table. I'm absolutely disappointed. But look, it was an honour to be sitting next to the meme lord last night. All pressure, all eyes was on the meme lord. Could he do a final meme that would go viral?
I've said it before, I'll say it again. When the meme lord has his backs to the wall, he never performs well. When there's pressure on the meme lord, there is no good. Of
it
course,
was horrible to witness.
Of course, I do make memes during Love Island. I made one viral meme and I tried to make one final viral meme and It just went horribly wrong.
How did you get on? How many favourites, likes?
I got five retweets.
Oh,
and I think they're mostly from a couple of people inside the venue who I kind of pleaded with on the night to do it.
The worst thing was you were supposed to have it on the big screen. And I went, okay, Meme Lord, it's time for you to put up your meme on the big screen so everyone can see it. And you went, no, no. So to see a man with such little confidence, it reminded me of myself.
Meme Lord will be back next year for Love Island 2019. And at 10 past 10, Love Island's official Twitter account tweeted out the applications for Love Island 2019.
Why are you licking your lips? Why are you looking at me?
There's only one single man in this studio. I would pay very good money to see you on Love Island.
How do you think I'd get on?
I would love to see you walking. The first instance of you walking into the villa with your kind of pigeon chest would be beautiful.
My gammy shoulder, I fall over.
All you have to do is stay single for the next 10 months.
That should be okay.
Yeah, it should be all right.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
A very exciting electric picnic is happening in 4 weeks' time out at Strabally, and Graham, you will be attending.
I will, of course, be attending. Loves me a good festival. This will actually be my very first electric picnic.
Is it safe to say that your favourite thing about music festivals is the food? You like indulging. You're like a truffle hog in the woods. You know, snout is always in something.
You know, I like to try and eat a little bit healthy, but when I'm away, or if I'm on a holiday, or if I'm at a festival, it all goes out the window.
Well, I'm like an old-time broadcaster here. I've the newspaper in front of me, the Daily Star.
It's very awkward to watch you go through the newspaper just one arm.
I'm scared the left one's going to pop out. But I will say that this year, Electric Picnic has an exciting new food experience called The Banquet, where you can enjoy five-star fine dining from the chefs Derry Clark and Clodagh McKenna.
Doesn't interest me.
No, no. Listen to some of the menu here.
No, none of this interests me.
You can have some nice Irish wild salmon.
No.
Nice Angus beef. How about this, followed with the dessert? Honey roasted peach with amaretti crumble for dessert.
No, what I want is a greasy burger with chips or a good old pie. You know, you can get a good pie at some of these festivals, and then I want to wash it down with a 99. I don't want any of this fancy food coming my way.
If you're a vegetarian,
no,
you can try the Asian fusion gnocchi with some wild mushrooms.
I couldn't think of anything worse.
And parmesan drizzle.
I'm on my holidays, I'm listening to some music, and I want my clothes to go home into the wash with grease all over them, burgers dripping. How much?
€120.
For what?
For the five-star fine dining experience. I listed out the food for you.
You can get a pie for €7.
Ah, would you stop?
And I tell you, do you know the problem with this stuff is?
What?
It'll be the tiniest little bit as well.
Yeah, but so rich.
The tiniest little bit of food. All these five courses and seven courses. You go in, you get a burger and chips, and you'd be more full up. That's what you need at a festival. You need to be full up.
Yeah, but
no
for
chance.
A great cause, Graham. It's all proceeds. They go to Temple Street Children's Hospital and Pieta House.
You could have led with that now, couldn't you? As opposed to making me
You're
look.
You're going to still go with the pie, aren't
I'm 100% going with that. Well, if they sell pies in there, maybe I will go with them.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
If you don't know, Graham and I, we do a sitcom called At Home with Graham and Nathan. It's very similar to How I Met Your Mother or Friends. And I'll be honest, when you look at those shows, what I've noticed in the past, they're very successful, but they replay a lot of golden episodes.
Right,
maybe that's how they become successful.
Cool, because we want to become successful, of course. We want to make some money off the back of this, hopefully get picked up by Netflix or HBO. What we said, not the fact that we were too busy yesterday to write, record and edit a brand new one. That is definitely not what we're talking about.
It's not the case.
The only reason we're going into the vault is to maybe give it a go. Because you've seen the same Friends episode 30 times. So what's another At Home with Graham and Nathan? Hey, man.
Hey, Graham. How are you?
Not good. I'm just off the phone to the landlord. He said you've stopped paying the rent. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm not going to bother anymore. Waste of money. I've decided to invest our rent money into something much better.
Nathan, the last time you invested our rent money, you put it all on Dustin the Turkey to win the Eurovision.
It was the trolley that let him down. But it's different this time. I've opened up a really successful karaoke bar next door. Come have a look. place has been buzzing all week. Your money is in safe hands.
Well, there does seem to be a bit of a buzz.
Wait till you see inside.
Whoa! It looks amazing! I love the Asian theme. How much are those dragon statues?
Not too expensive, but I did sell your Astra to fund them.
What?!
Don't worry, it's an investment. You'll be driving a Bentley by the end of the year. And look, Callum has been here since it opened.
Living in a rough
town. Can't get him off the mic.
I bet she's never had a back street.
Gotta give it to you. It is rammed. How did you get all the customers in?
That was easy. If you don't charge people, you get full house every night.
Oh, so we're making our money through charging for food and drink?
Nope. Everything is free. Why has no one thought of this before?
This place is great. I haven't had to buy dinner since this place opened.
Callum, go back to England and shut this place down now, Nathan.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
I'm convinced that God enjoys playing Gotta Get It Wrong.
We do it every single morning at this time on Fully Charged. We put 1 minute on the clock. Nathan asks you questions and all you got to do is get them wrong. Let's go to the phone lines. Patrick, how are you?
How are you?
Ah, we're feeling good, Patrick. What's the plan today?
Not a lot. I'm just after leaving personal training on my way home.
Oh, and do you have to go to work now or are you going to bed?
No, I'm going to work.
And what did you work out this morning?
A bit of everything, strength and conditioning, so everything.
Oh, lovely. Patrick, do you have any advice for me? So my arm's in a sling now, obviously, after the dislocation, and I'm scared I'm going to get a gut. So what advice do you have?
Like, make sure you don't get the other arm broken in a sling.
That would be some good advice there, Patrick. Don't break the other arm.
Exactly.
Because then you'd be screwed.
Be hard to crawl up those stairs.
Patrick, Sean is on top of the leaderboard right now. He has got a score of 12. So you must get 13 or more to go top of the leaderboard. Are you feeling confident?
I'm feeling pretty confident there.
That's what I like to hear,
like
Patrick.
I like you, Patrick. You remind me of a very young Bruce Forsyth.
I'm up since 5, so I might be a bit confused, but I'll try my best.
Or maybe a bit more alert. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There is no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. 1 minute, Patrick. Here we go. Best of luck.
Speak Russian.
Hola.
Speak Spanish.
Hello.
Speak Irish.
How are you?
Speak English.
Oh.
How do you spell toad?
S-W-E.
Do your best Tiger Woods impression. Do your best Blake Lively impression. Who is Ryan Reynolds married to?
Katie Taylor.
Who won Love Island last night?
Justin Bieber.
Who narrated Love Island? Sing me a Linkin Park song.
You think that you are better now.
Who is the lead singer of Nickelback?
And the Froggy.
What nationality is David Beckham?
Irish.
What gender is Davina McCall?
Male.
What's 45? Oh, this was a tough one this morning. How did you find it?
Yeah, very tough.
Are you not a fan of doing impressions?
No, not at all.
I liked your Post Malone song.
You probably think good. That you are better now.
Right, Patrick, my boy, you had to beat Sean, who came on yesterday and scored 12, so you needed 13. I can tell you, you came on this dull Tuesday and you got 10.
Oh.
I blame the personal training.
You're too tired. They worked you too much.
I know, that's what it is.
Patrick, come back. Come back stronger than ever some morning where you're not wrecked from personal training, and hopefully you can go top of the leaderboard. But thanks for playing this morning, Patrick. Bye bye.
Thanks very much.
See you, Patrick. Bye-bye. Take care, man.
So that means Sean stays on top of the leaderboard with a score of 12. He's going into Wednesday as our number one. But if you think you can get 13 or more, then you know what to do. Text or WhatsApp us the word wrong and your details to 087 711 1038. It could be a low scoring week.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
The song of the summer in 2018. It is Calvin Harris, Dua Lipa and One Kiss. 751 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. And I saw on his Instagram recently, he put up that they are number one in the vinyl chart.
Oh, wow.
Didn't know there was such thing as a vinyl chart, but there is. Highs at 20 degrees today, currently 14. Going to be a grey and overcast day though, no sunshine.
You can do what you want with this story. I remember a few years ago, my brother's friend, he was over in... Sorry, I thought I was going to throw up there. He was over in Taiwan studying. He was doing Chinese and business. And he was showing his new friends pictures of himself and his friends. And I was in the background and they all went, Calvin Harris! That man looks like Calvin Harris. So I'm giving you the platform right now. Do you think I look like Calvin Harris?
Yeah, very sick, gaunt looking Calvin Harris. We've said it in the past. You actually do look like Calvin Harris in the video to Feels.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for letting us know we can do whatever we want with that new story.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I don't know if we should be playing some sad music right now.
Why? It's a celebration.
Is it a celebration?
We have managed to get through 8 weeks of Love Island. We've reached the end, and I think it is time to all agree that we're kind of happy to get our lives back. And we're asking this morning, how are you going to fill that Love Island void between 9 and 10 o'clock? It's also something to look forward to for the whole day, so it's a very important time of our lives. I'm going to take this moment to read some literature and try and counteract the dumbing down that happened to me during Love Island.
Can you try and learn a big word once a week?
That's what I'll do.
And use it on the show.
That's exactly what I'll do.
I'm very concerned by the amount of vocabulary that we use on this show.
Duh.
We stutter and we stumble quite a lot. Jack in Kilmacud says, I'm probably going to have to spend time with my girlfriend now. That would probably be a good thing. They say chivalry is dead.
I thought they'd watch it together.
Yeah, you could have watched it together, Jack.
Tara says, after watching Jack attempting salsa last night, I'm bringing my boyfriend to salsa classes as he'd be even worse than him.
I like it. Jess in Swords, my grandfather has invited me to join his bowls team out in Rathmines. They train every Tuesday and play a match on the weekend.
That's good. Bonding with your grandfather.
Yeah.
I like that one. Brian says, I've neglected my fitness in favour of lying on the couch, eating chocolate digestive biscuits every night between 9 and 10. So I'm taking inspiration from Nathan and joining a running club.
Do it. It's the best thing that ever happened to me. I'm probably never going to go up there ever again. Sophie says, watch Love Island Australia.
Can't do it.
Why can't you do it? Come on, get back in there.
That's another... It's another month at least.
It's supposed to be better.
It's supposed to be better, but that's going to bring you right to the end of August, and it's on at the later time of 10 o'clock. I can't do it, plus I also know who wins. So I'm watching.
Do you actually? Yeah. Oh my.
So I'm watching it, and I'm seeing them not together. And I'm like, I'll say no more in case I ruin it for her.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
There's good energy. There is good excitement in the studio. Let's give away that €1,000.
I really want to give away €1,000, but nobody will be going home empty-handed. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
What is up, Carl? What's the plan today?
Just on the way to
work here now. Okay, Carl, talk to me. Have you been a fan of Love Island over the last couple of months?
I have.
And what are you going to do to fill the Love Island void now?
Probably go to bed early.
I'm telling you.
That's it. It's just sleep time.
I'm so happy. What time are you going to go to bed tonight at?
Sure, we don't know.
Oh, going to bed at 9?
He's keeping the cards
closed.
Oh, you going to read a book? Or are you just going to go straight to sleep?
No, just go straight to bed.
Oh,
now.
Doesn't it sound delightful?
My type of guy, Carl.
Yeah, I love it. Carl.
Yes.
This morning's month is January. What date in January is your birthday?
The
4th. Oh, that's a great date, Carl.
Number 3. If it comes out of the birthday bingo drum this morning, you will be winning €1,000, but you will not be going home empty-handed. Let's go over to Nathan.
Carl, talk to me. It's a lot of money. What will we spend it on?
I have a new baby on the way, so it's only about 8 weeks, so I'll be going to that.
Congratulations. Do we know, is it a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
Oh, nice. Do you have a name already thought of?
Well, there's arguments over it.
Carl Jr. That's always a good one.
K-Dog. Well, look, I have two birthday bingo drums in front of me.
Imagine calling K-Dog.
That man on the radio said K-Dog. I think we'll go for it. I have two birthday bingo drums in front of me. One is electronic and it's from China. The other one, the beloved Jackie Cooney birthday bingo drum. Now, I don't want to rush your answer. What are you going for?
We're going for the Jackie Cooney.
Oh. Okay, Carol.
You know my arm's in a sling.
That's the only reason why.
Oh, how is this going to work?
Stabilize it with your head. Oh, Carl, he has his head off the microphone. Oh, this is nice. The boss has come into the studio. He's listening outside and he's stabilizing it for Nathan. Oh, this is so awkward.
It's
and he's doing
really
it
sore.
With his left hand as
We're
well.
Really bonding this week, me and the boss.
Are you still going to the toilet with each other during the breaks?
He wasn't there when I needed to go this time round. It's like he knew. Okay, Carl. Looking for the third, my man. I can tell you there's a three in this number. How are you feeling?
Fairly lucky now.
Lucky.
This morning's day, Carl, is the 13th.
Oh, lucky, your lucky number. Oh.
I'm sorry, Carl.
Carl. You do not win the jackpot this morning. I'm so, so sorry. But what you do get is a pair of tickets to Martin Garrix and Zara Larsson live in concert on the 25th of August. Carl, they're yours.
Lovely.
Thank you for playing birthday bingo. And best of luck in fatherhood. Bye-bye.
Thanks, William.
I wish you were my father, Carl.
Good luck.
See ya.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Undercovers
with Nathan. I've always said it. I've said it from day one. Radio truly is the theatre of the mind. I am talking into this microphone. I am using words. I am going to paint a picture for you. And this is a gift from me to you. So a cat called Sarah. Can I actually have sad music, please? Or scary, yeah. Whatever. This cat was stuck up a tree for 3 days. It was a 50-foot oak tree in Dorset over in the UK. Hungry, scared, alone. You know they were going through a heat wave, so very close to death. Now, Sarah's owner was an elderly woman, and she would look up at the tree at Sarah and say, "I can't do anything. I'm too old and tired. Heck, I'm going to die soon." So she went on Facebook and said, "Can anyone help my poor kitty cat?"
Yeah.
A man called Joseph, happy music, please.
What is that?
A man called Joseph replied and went, "Hey, yeah, I can help your cat. I'm 43 years of age. I'm a tree surgeon. I'm used to climbing trees and I like cats. So let me do it."
It's perfect.
This is a perfect story. So Joseph arrives with Sarah's owner. There's a few other people there. Joseph, for some strange reason, decides to set a tape of GoPro to his head. But climbing the tree, as you do, why not?
Want some credit on social media afterwards.
Want some followers.
Yeah.
So there, Joseph is climbing up the tree. And Sarah's looking at this strange but friendly old man and thinking, like, you're thinking that Sarah's going to greet the man with hugs and kisses. This is what happened.
It's all right, Sarah. Hello. Hello. Sarah. She's got sharp teeth. I think I'm going to bring it down like this.
Sarah started to maul the man's arm. He was very unwell afterwards. He needed a tetanus shot.
Did he?
And Sarah's owner was so relieved but so embarrassed by it all, she actually set up a GoFundMe page because he can't work at the moment. He's almost received £6.
It's not bad, you tell me.
What's the moral of that story?
Leave the cat alone. Maybe it wants to be up there. Maybe it's trying to get away from its owner and he doesn't like the owner anymore, or she doesn't like the owner anymore, so just let the cat
be. Isn't it crazy that that man has received £600 for doing such a great and Tony McGregor has received nearly £100 or a euro because he received coinage at Lansdowne Earth Station.
It was 17 for tea, to be exact, Nathan.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And producer Callum, he's off all week and our boss Phil is kind of sitting in, giving us a helping hand in the morning time.
He's inspiring us.
And what we have the opportunity now to do is, instead of waiting until after the show to pitch some ideas, let's waste our time during the show so we can leave earlier to pitch some ideas to him live on the show like you did yesterday.
Yeah, my father came up with a brilliant idea. It was called Sign of the Times. He was just speaking about how there's a lot of funny signs out there in the world and we wanted people to get in touch.
And someone did. Andrea yesterday
Thank
came
you,
in touch.
Andrea, for humouring us.
So what we're going to do now is we're going to pitch three brand new ideas for the show each. And are you going to give us a thumbs up or thumbs down? Or are you going to speak this morning? A thumbs up and thumbs down.
Maybe on Friday we'll get to hear our boss's voice.
What does he sound
We've
like?
We've never heard it before.
No, he just kind of gives us thumbs up and thumbs down every single day when we finish the show.
Well, we set the
usually
mood.
Down.
Do we have any good music?
Got some music. If it's thumbs up or thumbs down, I'll give a correcting or a buzzer. I've got some good ones. I'm happy with mine.
Do you want to start off first?
Okay, I will start off. Here we go. My first idea is called The Rain in Spain Falls Mainly in the Plain. Send me and Nathan to Spain to see how much rain falls so we get a nice holiday.
That okay. is a no straight away. Mine is called Snakes on a Crane. Graham interviews Samuel L. Jackson in a crane with loads of snakes. That is a no, a firm no as well.
No. My second one is called Seal or No Seal. We do a broadcast from Hoth every Thursday and hopefully we get to interview a seal. It's a maybe.
It's a maybe, Paul.
That's a yes.
Mine is called Forest Dump. Dump loads of money in a forest and whoever finds the money gets to have brunch with Tom Hanks and the Shelburne.
Do they get to keep the money?
No. Oh, I would have said...
You had him.
I thought I had him with the they don't keep the money.
Marooned 5. Nathan and Adam Levine from Marooned 5 go on an island and see which bearded tall man fares better.
Oh, that's a winner. Your ideas are going well. Now, Phil, we've had blind date. What about deaf date? So you can see what the people look like. You just can never hear them.
This has been a resounding success. Yeah.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Nathan, I consider you one of my best friends.
It's lovely, thank you.
And we have a good relationship where we both feel we can step in to each other's lives when we feel like one of us is going a little bit astray.
Absolutely.
You've done it with me in the past when you see me wearing the glasses around my the string around my sunglasses.
Yes, I've tried to intervene, but you're very stubborn and you just decline my intervention.
I don't lose them. They're around my neck. They hang down there and I don't lose them and they don't get the wax in my sunglasses.
Yeah, I just think you look ridiculous though.
There's something I've seen on your Instagram recently and I think you were asking for people's opinion and I've kind of stayed quiet up until now, but it's a new form of footwear you are considering to buy.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about and I have bought it. It's currently being shipped from Mexico. I bought myself some snakeskin boots. Now, I bought them on Friday evening. I should say it was around 2 in the morning. I couldn't sleep. And I decided, as you said, I'm recently single. I'm not paying rent anymore. I'm back living with the parents. So I have a kind of extra coins knocking around.
You could save it, no?
No, I just thought, look, treat myself. I've been through a lot. So I bought these snakeskin boots. Very impulse buy. I've never bought snakeskin boots before. I put up a poll on my Instagram. I said, guys, just bought this. What are we thinking? I was expecting 100% hell yeah. I lost out. There was 70% no, what's wrong with you.
See, the thing is, I'll say you're a stylish man. You have, you wear Chelsea boots normally, the suede ones. Now, very stylish in like the London fashion scenes. Yeah. Yours are a little bit cheaper and they cut your feet.
Of course, yeah.
On the inside. But on the outside, they look perfect.
Yeah.
These snakeskin boots, I don't see anybody wearing them.
No.
They are obviously fake. They are
fake. They're cheap.
They're plastic boots with fake. They look kind of like lino, like yeah. in the kitchen back in the 1990s.
43 euro.
So,
including shipping fee.
I'm very worried for you the first time you wear them because they're going to hurt you and they're going to look rotten.
I think I will have to wear double socks. I just want to throw it out there. Is 2018 the year of the snakeskin boot?
It's 100% not. I think we can both put that to bed, that snakeskin boot is a no-no.
Can I throw it out there?
You can do whatever you want, Nathan. It's your radio show, but I'm not hopeful that anybody will get in contact.
If you're listening to this right now and you own a pair of snakeskin boots, can you please get in contact with the show right now? Text us 087-711-1038. I'd love to speak to a fellow fashionista.
Yeah, I think we're going to just move on from this segment. Yeah.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And it's time to choose the...
This is my favourite part of the show. I say it every time, but I believe it's true. If you say it enough times, you'll believe it.
Three news headlines, but which news headline will Nathan choose to hear the full story from?
Are you happy with this morning's headlines or stories? Both, neither.
I like the stories more than the headlines this morning.
Are they not funny, the headlines?
I struggled this morning.
Okay, come on.
Headline number one, Certificate of Worth.
That certainly is not an entertaining headline.
Headline number two, Shark Tale.
Oh, I don't mind that.
Headline number three. Okay, let me try and say this. Mosquito. Mosquito.
Mosquito?
Mosquito. Mosquito! Headline number one, Certificate of Worth, Shark Tale, or Mosquito.
I'm intrigued by the first one.
Certificate of Worth.
I'm intrigued by it.
Nathan Riley, do you drive a car?
I used to.
Did you get car insurance?
My parents paid for it.
Were they crippled by paying for your car insurance?
They were. They didn't talk to me for a while.
It can be expensive. It can be on the up. But a Canadian man called David has found a loophole in the system over in Canada as he legally changed his sex to avail of the benefits of cheaper car insurance offered to women. David said, "I didn't feel like getting screwed over anymore." The man identified as David in Courtney's Alberta province said, "Alberta is where he lives in Canada. It is one of several provinces in Canada where residents can legally change the sex on their birth certificate without evidence of any surgery."
Wait, so he didn't get any surgery to be a woman?
He doesn't even believe that he is a woman. He only changes sex for the goal of getting cheaper car insurance. He said it was pretty simple. "I just basically asked for it and told the doctor that I identified as a woman, or I'd like to identify as a woman, and he wrote the letter to me. Then boom, changed on his birth certificate and his car insurance came down from $4,517 to $3,423 just because he identified as a woman.
Is it safe to say that that doctor probably received a brown envelope?
I just think... Allegedly, Nathan, you can't be saying stuff like that. He could get sued. You don't want to get sued. You of all
I
people.
I don't want to get sued. I'm sorry. I retract that.
He said on Reddit, "I am now a woman. I pay $1,100 less for car insurance. I won the end."
How is that allowed? There's a major loophole in Alberta.
Alberta? It is a loophole that saved him $1,100, and I'd certainly
do
it.
Can you do that in Dublin?
No, I don't think it's that easy. Nathan, thank you for choosing the news.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8. 8.